is Molly, and I'm going to introduce you to our classroom. Today we will be sharing our ideal classroom scenario with you. When developing an ideal classroom, many things come to mind, including LCD projectors, DVD systems, computer for the students, etc. However, the envelope is rarely pushed, and the classroom is not often thought about in widely varying and new ways. A classroom developer typically only includes what has previously been done in other places and translates that to best fit the classroom's educational needs and purposes. In our activity, however, our group was motivated to consider furniture, hardware, and software that would open new avenues and provide an enriching educational experience for everyone involved. We as a group took this opportunity to create an 11th grade high school classroom that would house both the areas of literature and the language arts, along with mathematics, to inspire students to use the technologies and materials available to them to more fully learn and experience the units we teach. In order to best create an ideal classroom, it is important to first establish our student body. Our classroom consists of 18 11th grade students from ages 16 to 17. Of these 18 students, 7 are of Caucasian descent, 6 are African American, and 2 are Hispanic. 15 of the students are originally from the United States, while 2 are Bosnian immigrants and 1 is from Poland. Not only is the classroom diverse in terms of race and ethnicity, but also in terms of intellectual aptitude and ability. 4 students have individual education plans, with one of those due to ADHD and another because of cerebral palsy. With this abundance of diversity in the classroom, a variety of learning styles must be addressed. Through the instruction of both the language arts and mathematics in our easily manipulated classroom, we will address all of the learning styles and create a student-centered learning environment. In our classroom, both math and language arts will be taught. In the math content area, both a circle unit and graphing trigonometry functions unit will be taught. In each of these units, the students will be assessed by using graphing programs installed on each of the laptops distributed for student use. Using a program called Synchronize, each student's graph can be displayed on the screen for large group reference and study. In the English content area, a creative writing and journalism unit will be taught, as well as a unit on the Mark Twain novel Huckleberry Finn. In the writing unit, the students will be assessed through peer evaluation at a writer's table activity and the computer program Quark Express. This software will be installed on each student's laptop and will require each student to design a newspaper page layout and write stories on breaking news provided by the software. In the Huckleberry Finn unit, the students will be assessed through a classroom debate on whether or not the book should be banned. The classroom will be divided into 2 groups, one for the banning of the book and one against. Each side of the argument will be given sufficient time to research the history of the case and the pro or con sides on the internet before the in-class debate is held. Each of these units have been aligned to the Renaissance standards, and some aspects of each unit apply to each standard represented.
Greetings, this is Evan here to discuss the layout we chose for this project. Throughout the development of the project, we wanted to create the best possible layout that was not only conducive to student learning, but what also would successfully engage students with the assistance of technology in the classroom. In order to explain the layout we chose, let's first explore some of the technologies and tables that we have included in this technological wonderland. First of all, there's a teacher desk located in the front right corner of the room, which is horseshoe-shaped and makes for easy organization and teacher work on one half of the desk, but perfect for student meetings on the other half. Aside from the standard student desk, we have included 4 oval-shaped tables that can be broken down even further to circles or whatever the activity is calling for. These will be imperative for group work and provide workspace for students and teachers. In the back right corner of the room, we have a study corner complete with a red leather couch, a red leather chair, and red beanbags. This makes for a relaxing place to read, type, or study in a comfortable environment. As for the technologies in the room, the first thing that must be introduced is our smart interactive whiteboard in the front, a 77-inch front projection screen for easy viewing. Along with the whiteboard, we have decided to purchase an airliner tablet, which is a portable tablet that connects to the screen where students can easily correct sentences or solve math problems that will project to the front of the room without ever leaving their seats. An additional technological advantage was the purchase of a fly pen, which writes like an actual pen but can be transferred via USB port to the computer to quickly and easily create a Word document. Although there are numerous other advantages to our classroom, these are just a sampling, or a blog entry, if you will, of what we have included to create the best possible technology-centered classroom.
This is Phil here, and we're going to talk about money. Living the dream in an ideal classroom spares little expense. After purchasing furnishings, technology, and software, the grand total came to $57,334. With 18 students and one teacher, that budget amounts to just over $3,000 per person. The good news is that once the room is complete, it will enhance the learning capabilities of students for years to come. Now you may be asking yourself, where does the money go? How do you spend $57,000 in one room and still fall short? 20 iMac laptops, that's how. 38% of our budget went to providing each student with a mobile dynamic workspace where they can carry the software and projects that they're working on with them. $19,000 was spent to give the room its mobility and function with the movable desks and chairs. $12,000 completed the room's technology with the smart board, digital cameras, fly pens, and other audio-video supplies. $4,000 on software rounds out the bill to make the total cost of technology $38,000 on top of the $19,000 for furnishings. After all that, $57,000 is a reasonable price to pay for the ideal classroom.
We hope that you enjoyed listening to our podcast over our ideal classroom, and hopefully these ideas can be implemented into yours.